Usually in the Bible, the word faithful is used to describe God or to describe those people who remain true to God's commands.
通常在圣经里面，信实这两个字是用来形容神或者是那些谨守神的诫命的人。
However, there are several places in the New Testament where the word faithful is used to describe the words of the Bible itself.
但是在新约圣经里面有几处信实这两个字是用来形容圣经本身的话语。
Now, all of the Bible's words are certainly faithful and true since they are given to us at God's direction.
当然整本圣经里面的话语都是可信而且真实的，因为圣经是神所默示的。
But in several places, the Apostle Paul accentuates this by using phrases like, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance."
但是有几处呢，使徒保罗特别的强调，他用这样的话语来形容，他说，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Perhaps those are words that deserve our special attention.
也许这些话语是值得我们特别来注意的。
Now these faithful sayings really occur only in Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus.
这几处可信实在可信的话语呢，就是出现在保罗给提摩太跟提多的书信里面。
I have a map here showing the region of the world that's important to us at the moment.
这幅地图就是在当时的对，就圣经上很重要的地图。
Near the end of his ministry, Paul was in Macedonia, northern Greece.
在保罗传道工作的后期呢，他是在马其顿，靠近希腊。
While he was there, Timothy was in Ephesus.
保罗在那里的时候呢，提摩太是在以弗所。
And at that time, Paul wrote a letter to Timothy in Ephesus, and that's the letter we know as 1 Timothy.
在那个时候，保罗给提摩太写了第一封书信，就是我们所知道的提摩太前书。
Scholars feel it was probably written around 64 A.D.
圣经学者认为那一本书是。大约在西元 64年写的。
About the same time, Titus was on the island of Crete.
在那同时呢，提多是在克里特岛。
And Paul wrote a letter to Titus.
保罗给提多也写了一封信。
And that's what we know as the book of Titus.
也就是圣经里面的提多书。
A short time later, Paul was in Rome shortly before he was going to be executed.
就在那之后不久呢，保罗被是在罗马被抓到监狱，快要被处死。
While he was there, he wrote a letter, another letter to Timothy in Ephesus.
在那时候，他给提摩太写了第二封信，也就是提摩太后书。
That letter we know as 2 Timothy.
就是圣经里面的提摩太后书。
That was the last letter that Paul wrote.
这是保罗写的最后一封书信。
Now, the absolute dates are not very important, but what we need to realize is that these three letters are the last three letters of Paul's ministry.
那封书信的确实时间并不重要，我们所需要的知道是这是保罗写作的最后三封书信。
Since these letters were written late in Paul's ministry, much of God's truth had already been revealed.
因为这三封书信是在保罗传道工作的后期写的，所以大部分神的真理都已经被他显露过了。
It had been taught by Paul either in person or by the letters that we recognize as part of the Bible.
保罗借着他的话语或者是书信把真理已经显现。
Each of these faithful sayings states a truth of great importance to the Christians of Paul's day.
这每一句他所强调的可信的话语呢，都是显露着一个很重要的信仰的基本真理。
A truth that each of them would immediately recognize as one of the basic principles of the faith.
每一项呢都是 我们信仰的最基本的真理。
Most of them would immediately recognize that Paul is stating something that they already understood.
那时候的人呢都非常了解，这是保罗非常强调的事情。
They would accept it without question as a familiar, basic truth of the Christian life.
他们会毫不怀疑地接受保罗的教训，当作是基督徒生活的一个基本真理。
There are five of these faithful statements in these two books, and we're going to look at four of them.
在这两本书里面呢，有五个这样的叙述，那我们今天要来看其中的四个。
The four of them really talk about four basic aspects of Christianity.
这四个叙述呢，其主要就是谈到四个基本的真理。
And there's a strong connection between the four.
在这四个基本原则里面，他们是彼此有很密切的关联的。
Salvation is of course the beginning of the Christian life.
救恩是当然是基督徒生命的开始。
But salvation is to be followed by the living of a Christian life in godliness.
可是救恩之后呢，必须要跟随的就是一个敬虔生活。
And that life of godliness will be a life that requires endurance.
而敬虔的生活呢，是一个需要能够坚忍的生活。
And the life of endurance in a Christian should be typified by service, especially through good works.
而一个信徒的坚忍的生活呢，是通常是要以他在侍奉上面表露出来。
Well, the first of our faithful sayings comes in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
第一个这个可信的话呢，是在提摩太前书第一章十五节。
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
提摩太前书第一章十五节这样说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
This verse gives us the foundation of our eternal salvation.
这节经文呢，是为我们基督徒永恒救赎的一个基础。
The who of the verse is Christ Jesus.
这节经文的主词是耶稣基督。
The what of the verse is that he came into the world.
这节经文的动词呢，是他耶稣降世。
And the why is to save sinners.
降世的原因呢，是要来拯救罪人。
Let's take a look at these two words, Christ Jesus.
让我们来看耶稣基督这几个字。
Christ is more a title than a name.
基督是一个头衔，多过是一个名字。
Christ means the anointed one.
基督的意思就是受膏者。
The one sent from the Father.
就是神所差遣的。
Jesus was his earthly name and means Savior.
耶稣是他世上的名字，意思就是救主。
In these two words, we see the complete majesty of him.
在这几个字里面，我们能够看到他完全的威严。
The one anointed to come to earth in the form of the man Jesus for the purpose of redeeming lost souls.
他这位受膏者，他以人的形式降世为人，为了要拯救失丧的灵魂。
He left his home in the glory of heaven to come into the world of human existence to become the Savior of mankind.
他离开了天上荣耀的天家，降世，为了要拯救世人。This
verse makes his purpose clear.
这节经文很清楚地讲出来他来的目的。He
came to save sinners.
他来是要拯救罪人。
Most of you know John 3:16. Should we all say it together? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now do you know the verse that follows it?
你知道约翰福音，就这一节经文下面那一节吗？
John 3:17 says, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
约翰福音3:17说，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
God's Son came into the world the first time, not for judgment, but for salvation.
神的儿子第一次降世，不是要来审判，而是要来拯救。
When Jesus was asked why he spent so much time around sinners, unbelievers, he told them,
当耶稣被问到他为什么花那么多时间跟在罪人里面的时候，他这样回答，
Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
他说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我本来不是招义人，我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
So the righteous do not need a savior.
所以义人不需要救主。
But who is righteous?
可是谁是义人呢？
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有义人。
Not one of us is able to stand before God and claim that we deserve to join Him in heaven on the basis of our perfectly sinless life. We are all sinners, and each of us needs a Savior. We need a way for our sins to be forgiven. Jesus is saying that we must see ourselves as sinners before we can experience the healing of the Savior. Paul calls himself the greatest sinner of all. Indeed, he was an enemy of God and an enemy of God's people. Until Jesus changed him on the road to Damascus. Do you see yourself as a sinner? The world has only two types of people. Saved sinners and lost sinners. We are, or should be at least, very thankful that Jesus came to save sinners. And that by believing in Him and giving our lives to Him, we can have our sins forgiven. When we give our lives to God, He expects us to live a godly life. And in living a godly life, we have a double blessing. Our next faithful saying deals with that blessing. We find it in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8 and 9.
这段话是在提摩太前书第4章第8到第9节。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Bodily exercise and discipline, whether for work or for sport, has some profit.
身体上的操练，不论是工作或者是运动，都有一些益处。
But in comparison, godliness is far more profitable because the results are not limited to our physical life here on earth.
可是比较起来呢，敬虔的益处呢是比运动多了更多，因为它的益处并不仅限在今生。
John Rutherford was one of the Puritan preachers, and he described it this way.
有一位清教徒牧师叫做 John Rutherford， 他这样形容：
Godliness gives all gladness here and future glory too.
他说敬虔呢，给你世上的快乐以及你将来的荣耀。
What is godliness?
什么是敬虔呢？
Godliness is the right attitude and the right response to God.
敬虔就是对神的一个正确的态度以及正确的回应。
Surely we should agree with God about what is right and what is wrong.
当然我们要跟神有同样的看法，对于什么是对，什么是错。
That's the right attitude.
这是正确的态度。
But now comes the more difficult part.
可是再来就比较困难了。
Our response must be to do the things he tells us to do.
我们的回应必须是遵照他告诉我们的去做。
That's the right response.
这是正确的回应。
Obedience.
就是顺服。
Godliness brings the blessing of a life of closeness to the Lord.
敬虔的生活呢，就能带来你与神的亲密关系。
And a life of enjoying the knowledge that we are some part of His plan for bringing others into His kingdom.
你也能够知道说你是属于在他的计划里面，就是将人带到他的国度。
But the greatest blessing is yet to come in the life spent with Him in heaven.
可是更大的部分呢，是在我们在天上与主同在之后。
That makes godliness a double blessing.
这就是敬虔的生活呢。
But the life of godliness is likely to include some trial and temptation.
可是敬虔的生活呢，很可能会有时候你会遭遇到试炼，遭遇到诱惑。
And that's the subject of our next faithful saying.
这也就是我们下面要看的这一句话的主题。
That we find in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
这在提摩太后书第二章
verses 11 and 12.
第十一节到十二节。
This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同受亡。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
The focus here is on the endurance of the believer.
这里的焦点是信徒的坚忍。
What does it mean to die with him?
与主同死的意思是什么呢？
Jesus died on the cross so sinners can be forgiven. This could be referring to the fact that we die to the power of sin when we believe in the salvation that came because of Jesus' death on the cross.
这句话可能的意思就是说，我们借着我们相信耶稣在十字架上为我们而死所得的拯救，我们就除去了这死的权利。
When a sinner accepts Jesus as Savior, certainly he lives with him.
当一个罪人接受了耶稣基督做他的救主以后，我们当然就是与主同活。
But that's probably not what is meant here.
可是这可能不是他这里的意思。
Remember that this is coming from 2 Timothy, and 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter.
记得这封信是在提摩太后书里面，这是保罗所写的最后一封书信。
As he writes it, he is about to be killed by the Romans because of his belief in Jesus.
当他写这封信的时候呢，他正要面对死刑，因为他对耶稣基督的信。
But more than his belief, his devotion and his preaching about Jesus.
这是因为他对主的献身以及他对主的宣扬。
He tells his readers late in the book that the time of my departure has come.
他在第四章第六节里面这样说，我离世的时候到了。Truly,
Paul is staring physical death in the face as he writes these last few words of his ministry.
事实上，保罗在写他这个传道最后的这一段话的时候呢，他就真正面对着死亡。
This passage must refer to his own impending death and looking forward to eternal life with Christ in heaven.
所以他这一段话所提的呢，也应该就是对于他即将面对的死亡，以及他所盼望的一个永恒的生命。
The verse continues with a reward for endurance.
我们接下来再讲这个坚忍的奖赏。
Endurance is staying faithful through times of trouble.
坚忍呢，就是在困难的时候呢，还能够坚守着信仰。
The main point of this faithful saying is that we must endure.
这一句话的重点呢，就是我们必须要能够坚忍。
To do that, we must gain strength from God in times of trial and temptation.
为了能够达到坚忍，我们必须要能够在试炼的时候呢，能够有力量。
We cannot do it alone. We must have His strength and help.
我们没有办法自己达到这个目的，我们必须要从神那里拿到力量。He
promises to give that strength.
神应许我们，他会给我们力量。This
should look familiar to you.
You
have been singing this week after week. I was very surprised we did not sing it this morning. He's my rock, He's my fortress, He's my deliverer. But I don't believe the lyrics of that song include the word that I want here.
可是我想那首歌里面并没有包含我所要的这一段经文。The
word strength.
就是力量。God
promises to give us strength.
神应许我们，他会给我们力量。Verse
3 there says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
他说，我将会投靠主。
Pastor, I think some morning one of us ought to preach on just that verse. There's so much in it. But you see, the strength is there. God promises it. And when we look at the rest of our faithful saying verse, we need that strength doubly.
我们再看下面的经文的时候，我们知道我们需要更多的力量。Because
there is a further warning.
因为再来有更进一步的警告。It
says, if we deny him, he will deny us.
他说，如果我们不认他的话，他也不认我们。As
the trials of life come to each of us, especially in the face of physical death, we must not deny him.
当我们在生命中碰到试炼的时候，尤其是当我们面对死亡的时候，我们一定不能不认他。Jesus
said in Matthew 10, whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.
马太福音10章33节这样说，凡在人面前不认我的， 我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
Paul could have saved his physical life by denying Christ.
保罗可以借着否认基督来拯救他自己的性命。
By reversing his public devotion to him.
放弃他对耶稣这个在公然的这个献身。
But Paul was a true believer.
但是保罗是一个真正的信徒。
And a true believer cannot and will not deny his Savior.
一个真正的信徒不能也不会不认他的救主。
We read in the Gospels that there were many who followed Jesus for a while and then turned away.
在福音书里面我们看到许多信徒他们跟随耶稣一阵子以后又离开他。
When you face the end of your life,
当你面对你生命的尽头的时候,
whether it's due to number of years,
不论是因为年岁,
or sickness,
或者是因为病痛,
or the threat of circumstances,
或者是因为环境的威胁,
will you remain faithful?
你会不会持守你的信心?
You must not deny him.For then he will deny you.
你一定不能不认主，因为那样子的话，他也会不认你。
If you truly belong to him, you will have the strength you need to glorify God to the end.
如果你真正的是属于主的话，你会有力量，能够在尽头的时候，你仍然能够荣耀主。
Paul writes in Philippians 4:13.I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
保罗在腓立比书四章十三节这样写，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
The last of our four faithful sayings comes in Titus chapter 3 verse 8.
我们所要看的最后一个可信的话是在提多书三章八节。
This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men.
这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业，这都是美事。
Profitable to men and women and boys and girls.
这对男女女老老少少都是有益的。
You can't escape the language.
你不能够逃避这些。
God has prepared his children for a life of service and good works.
神预备了他的儿女来过一个侍奉和行善的生活。
God has prepared works ahead of us.
神为我们预备了往前面的事。
For we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们是神所创造的，让我们要走在他为我们所预备的路上。
While we live here on earth, we have many opportunities to witness to others.
我们活在世上的时候，我们有很多的机会向别人做见证。
It may be that your greatest opportunity comes in the way you live your life.
你最大的机会可能是就是在你的生活上做见证。
Others will notice.
别人会看见。
That's why it is so important that Christians live a life that is obedient to Christ and is filled with good works.
这也就是为什么我们基督徒必须要过一个顺服的生活，然后要行善事。
Peter tells us clearly.
彼得很明白地告诉我们。
Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of visitation.
你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，并在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
The world will observe your good works.
世人会看见你的行为。
We have studied four faithful sayings.
我们有今天学习了四个可信的话。
Basic principles of God's truth given to us in God's word.
就是神的真理，借着神的话告诉我们。
Remember that there's a small, strong connection between the four.
要记住，在这四项原则里面，他们是有密切的关联的。
Salvation should lead to a godly life.
救恩必须要能够导致一个敬虔的生活。
A godly life should be able to endure trials and temptations.
一个敬虔的生活必须要能够忍受试炼以及诱惑。
And the life of endurance should be filled with service to God, especially in the form of good works.
而一个坚忍的生活呢，必须要能够导致一个侍奉的生活，尤其是一个行善事的生活。
What is it that makes these faithful sayings faithful?
为什么这些可信的话是可信的呢？
What makes them trustworthy and dependable?
为什么是可靠的呢？
Only the faithfulness of the one who gave them.
唯有靠着赐下这些话的人的信实，这些话才是可靠可信的。
The Lord Himself. In Hebrews we read, Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Your faithfulness could not occur were it not for the faithfulness of Christ. Of Christ.
如果不是因为神的信实，我们是不可能是信实的。
To those of you who know Jesus as your Savior,
对你们已经接受耶稣基督做你救主的，
Go forth and do not waver.
不要动摇。
To those of you who do not know Jesus as your Savior,
如果你还没有接受耶稣做你的救主的人，
Go back to the beginning.
回到开端去。
I remind you,
我提醒你,
Christ came into the world to save sinners.
耶稣来到世上是为了要拯救罪人。